Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking.
Welcome to the Smokeman Out live from Anonito, Colorado at the famous T-Bone Ranch. Scott's on the other line with us. We've got a couple of guys from all over the country. We are doing a reality show called The Real American Cowboy in Anonito, Colorado at the T-Bone Ranch. I've got some of these guys on the line with me tonight. We're going to be talking about some of the thrill spills and the just plain dumb things that people do. So, we're looking forward to getting going with it. How are you doing today, Scott?
Oh, man, I'm doing all right. Sitting here on the road heading North Carolina, man. Going to go do some great bull riding, man. Going to go watch some great bull riders. Get it on up in North Carolina.
Get some of that Carolina barbecue.
What was that?
I said get some of that Carolina barbecue.
Yes, sir. We're looking forward to that now.
We both know there's no good bull ridings that happen in North Carolina.
Well, no, but there's some pretty girls up there. I won't deny that.
Well, that might be the truth. We got a couple of guys here. I'll kind of introduce and kind of tell you a little story about them, which may not be so true, but it will be good for radio. Anyway, we've got one guy sitting here next to me. We call him Hollywood because he lives in Hollywood now. He's from I think he's from San Francisco. I'm not sure from the way he walks and the way he wears his clothes. But nevertheless, I think he's actually from, where are you from, Hollywood?
St. Louis,
Missouri. I didn't know they bred him like that up there, but I guess they do. He's doing a heck of a job here. He's been on a merry-go-round horse twice. He's been on a horse at Walmart 8 times, and somehow he made it onto the Real American Cowboy. He's been dumped off more times than the guy riding with you is dumped by a woman. So then we've got another guy we call Knuckles. I'm not even sure what his real name is, but I think it's Christian. He's a guy from Utah. That should pretty much say it all. A guy from Utah called Knuckles. I think he made it to the he's looking for the rendition of Black Mountain. He got here, but nevertheless, he's all right. We'll tell you some stories about what we've done to both of those guys. We got another guy from Weatherford, Texas, named Nick Johnson. He rides merry-go-round horses. He's broke many, many of the Walmart bucking horses. He even rode a bull one time, but they unplugged it, so it only went 6 seconds. He has got dumped multiple times. Then we've got another guy sitting next to me. You're not going to believe I got a grown man sitting next to me with ice on his area. I'll just leave it at that. Yeah, he tried to. We talked him into milking one of the stud horses. He didn't know that they didn't milk. Got him a little ticked off, and it went downhill from there. Then we've got this guy. His name is Ezra. It's called Ezra's Expedition. He rides across the country in different countries for charities. So you guys can check that out online. And then we've also got Cimarron, a 5-time national finals bronc rider, here with us. What's that?
Bareback
rider. I'm sorry, bronc, bareback. You can't say bareback around Knuckles. He gets all excited, so I was just kind of being a little cautious. But, all right, we'll start with Nick. Nick, how's your time been here on the ranch at the famous T-Bone?
My time's been pretty rough. I've been pulled in the head. I've been bucked off 3 times. The wind's blowing. My eyes hurt. They're bloodshot. Wind burnt. Sun burnt. But I've been having a good time.
That's you fat fucking baby.
My face, I rearranged your teeth.
As you can tell, it gets a little salty around here. Nick's actually from Weatherford, Texas, the same place I live, and we didn't know each other until we got here, and Now I recognize him because he was the one chasing the one-legged woman around Walmart. I do recognize him now, so it works out pretty well. But he has got dumped off. I mean, this guy, and he's got the guy has no moves whatsoever. He used the same moves on a mare he does on a woman. So he just saddles her up and tries to jump on, and it doesn't work. So he got dumped down a couple of times, got his face raked over, and actually did an improvement on him. So it's been a good time. Nick's had a lot of fun. They do cutting horses there in Weatherford. And now we'll move on a little bit to, and then I'll give these guys a little more time to talk. We'll move on to Knuckles. Now let me tell you the story behind Knuckles. There's only a few ways a guy can get a name called Knuckles. We're eating dinner the other night, and he's using his knife, his pocket knife, to cut something. I don't know. I think it was a grape. He's a little fruity. So he cuts this grape with it, and all of a sudden he looks up, and we make eye contact, and he's licking his knife with these seductive eyes. I got a little weirded out, so I told him to get out a piece of paper, write down 10 things to never do to me again. It don't have to be on top, but it has to be in the top 10. Well, he tells us a story about how he was out one night with this girl. The only time he's ever had a date and the last time he'll probably ever get one. He looks at some barbecue sauce, falls on his knuckles. He looks over at a man across the room, licking the barbecue sauce off of his knuckles. Now, why a grown man would do this when he has a napkin, I'm unsure.
Or a date.
Yeah. He's looking at another man while he's sitting with a woman. I'm thinking a little awkward anyway. So now we call him Knuckles. Now, Knuckles, how's your time been here?
My time's been good. I don't know what else to say about it. That was a pretty good introduction. Aside from all the homoerotic, homophobic euphemisms given by Dwayne and the other boys, it's a pretty good time.
And how's your big toe?
Oh, my big toe. Now, that's another story. My big toe's not doing so well.
Now, actually, your big toe should be doing well because we did surgery on your big toe. Cimarron and I actually did surgery on this big toe to remove a toenail that was about to come. I mean, I'm sure it was about to come out any day, but we just relieved the pressure and went ahead and pulled it out with some pliers. Tell us about that.
Let me tell you a little bit about these guys' surgical technique. They grabbed a Leatherman pocket tool, Cimarron on my leg, and Dwayne got in there with the Leatherman and yanked. I don't know if any of y'all have had a toenail pulled out, but it hurts like a son of a bitch. So he pulled in time and only got about a quarter or a third of the toenail.
You did soak it in water before.
Wait a second.
And so that softened up, and that's why it took 3 tries. But you know what? We stated you. We took very precautious measures and got the job done.
So go ahead and finish there, Knuckles, and tell us about the rest of your surgery.
Now, wait a second. Hold on, fellas.
All right.
Knuckles, you actually trusted, I saw Dwayne for all of one day, and it didn't take me 20 minutes to know that I couldn't trust that guy as far as I could throw him.
Hang on now.
Cut on your toe?
Hey, Scott, do you think I would have let anybody get hurt?
Wait a second. Hey, Dwayne, at your bullfight, you had to have a fella pack some ice on his you-know-what, right? And now you're out here at the ranch, and you got another guy out there that's packed ice on his you-know-what. So,
they should have just left Daddy closer so he could handle business, but they didn't, you know what I'm saying? So that's what happens when you get too far away from security, you get hurt. And that's what happened to Knuckles. He let a little pony at the Walmart step on him. He hurt his poor little pumpkin toe. A couple of days later, it swells up. So I'll let Knuckles finish his little sob story, and I'll tell you the truth.
So we went back to the one jerk, pulled a third of it off. I had to get up the courage enough to let him pull again. So he pulled it the second time.
Oh.
Got about half of it.
And we had to bring in another doctor.
Yeah, we brought in
Jack.
Dr. Daniels, he had a little influence on the second and third pull.
So right before the third pull, Cimarron holds my leg good tight. Dwayne gets in there deep with the pocket tool, and he starts. And I think he's gonna yank it again, but he gets a nice, just slow, easy pull, and then he looks at me. He looks at me with this grin, and he's got this sadistic look in his eyes. And I didn't know what to say. So he got it nice and slow, and then he just pulled it out and did all sorts of damage to the inside of my toenail. But we're good. We're good. We're having a good time. It's all in the name of entertainment.
Well, as long as
I
can
tell you what, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you the truth of how this happened, okay? Let me break it down for you the only way that this old man can do this, right? So what happened was we held him down. He's flopping and screaming. We have to hit him with a hot shot to hold him still. Cimarron grabs his leg. Nick throws him on the ground. We hog tie him. We cut out part of it because he's getting lippy. We only took a little at a time because he wouldn't shut up screaming. So we were trying to get some information out about a horse we were looking at, and he wouldn't give it up. Finally, on the third pull, he gave it up as we were pulling out slowly. After we got done, he ran in the other room screaming and crying like a little girl. Now, that's how it really happened.
With a trail of blood all the way.
Oh, man.
As soon as he really got that last bit out, it bled like a...
Now, it does... It didn't help his looks, but I'm sure it felt better. All right, now we're going to move on to Ezra. Ezra's from, I believe, California. Ezra's from California. This is the guy sitting here with an ice pack on his crotch, which is a little weird because Knuckles keeps looking at him, licking his knuckles right now, so I'm a little weirded out. But he's sitting here. He actually... got run over by an old lady in a wheelchair and then told us that he got bucked off a horse. We go out there. He said he got bucked off and he barely got away from the horse. We went out to look and see what happened. The horse was tied up, no saddle on it, and it was eating feed. So we're not for sure actually the truth, but we'll let Ezra tell us what happened. Ezra, first of all, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, first off, I've been riding my horse around the world for children's charities. I rode from California to Manhattan to the bottom of Texas. I saw Australia, and you got me. She was a sad lady. I didn't want to admit it, though.
Now tell us about what how your time's been here at the T-Bone Ranch.
We've had some good horses, good competition. We've done a lot of cattle and a little bit of roping, and it's been a good time.
So how many horses have you fallen off of? I don't think you have the record. I think Hollywood probably does. But
no, Knuckles definitely has got the record.
Knuckles. It's probably because Knuckles keeps looking at him, licking his hand, and it's weirding him out a little bit.
Technically, I ain't fall off any horses. I just only one fat lady ran me over in the wheelchair.
So you've had a good time here. Now, how long you had to go to the doctor today? I think they gave you a pair of Depends and some Midol to get back to work.
Man, come
on. Well, I don't get the drugs again, too. You know, she is pretty big.
Yeah. So how long are you going to be out of commission?
I don't know. We'll see how it is in a couple of days, but right now it's pretty swollen.
Well, I know women quit bleeding after a few days and don't die.
So you should be all right. All right. Now, we've also got, in just a second, we'll have another guy, Hollywood, on the line that we have ragged on really, really well. And, I mean, deservingly so. You know, a guy from Hollywood comes on here on a cowboy show, and so he's been shocked, roped, dragged, mauled. I'll tell you guys after the break about the greatest snipe hunt ever in the world. We caught the world famous albino snipe. I actually have pictures to prove this. So, but on the line, we've also got Cimarron, the 5-time national finals qualifier in the bareback. Not to get Knuckles excited, but Cimarron, how's your time been here?
What's that?
How's your time been here, Cimarron?
Oh, it's been all right. I got quite a bit of work done. We got all my horses riding. Had a little roping. Had to go gather some horses up, and I've been entertained more than once. So, I mean, Hollywood, he dang sure makes things easier, and so I'm appreciative of that. And then, yeah, there's been a few other incidents that, I mean, you can't, I don't know, it'd be hard to, make it up. Like, if you were writing a story, you just couldn't do it. I mean, because this shit just comes to us, and then we do it, and, well, I don't know, you'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Yeah, now, you guys will be able to see some stuff. We'll put it up on our page there at making8.com. We'll be putting up some YouTube footage pretty soon as it comes out. And I've got some footage from a phone that we're going to be putting up. I'll be putting it up on the Facebook, and I'll send it over to Scott, see if we can't get it up on the page of Hollywood actually allowing us to hit him with a hot shot. Now, if you don't know what a hot shot is, it's like a taser for cattle. And
a taser, that's a bad word.
Oh, okay. It's like a motivator. It's a motivator. And he wasn't motivated enough for us. And he's kind of, you know, he's wanting to get in the groove of what a cowboy's being like, because the closest he's got is a hat from Walmart and riding the bus around the deal. So he's actually done pretty well. And I rag on him a lot because it's just fun.
To smoke, which we were trying to do our best to break his habit.
We were, but he allowed us to hit him twice with a handheld motivator.
Twice?
And then for a carton of cigarettes, he decided he would let us hit him in the anatomy. And I'm not going to go into many details, but surely y'all can understand. There's two.
Hey, Dwayne, what the heck is going on out there in Colorado, man?
Hey, I'm telling you. Hey, you should...
We're first talking about eyeing each other with these seductive eyes, and then you're talking about hot-shotting each other in the, you know, in the jewels. And, man, I'm telling you what, I'm getting a little worried about what's going on in the Colorado ranch.
I tell you what, when a guy goes eyeballing you, the only way to stop that is hit him with a hot shot. That stuff real fast.
Yes, sir, I bet it does. There ain't no doubt about it. Now, I've been hot-shotted before when I sat back on my pockets in a bucking chute before I get out. And so I do know that feeling. And I'll tell you what, I'll stay up off them pockets from now on. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, sir. So it's been a good time. Cimarron's got – now, another funny thing. Cimarron's this big stud horse. The face of this stud horse looks like a shark. So I ain't never seen a horse with jaws as wide as. Every time he rides up to Hollywood, he keeps threatening him to jump on him, and
his name is Brutus.
His name is Brutus, right? Well, Brutus is really excited about Hollywood's horse. Now Hollywood doesn't think, he keeps telling Cimarron, get the horse away, instead of riding away himself. He just stands there. So we actually drew a X on his pants today, so that way Brutus wouldn't miss, in case something went crazy.
Yeah, so they had 1,200 pounds of pure brute horse. if he don't move out of the way, he's going to get it.
Man.
He may be the meat in the middle of that sandwich, but it's going to come together.
Well, Scott, it's been a great time here. And now I know we'll change notes real fast, and then we'll get back to some of these guys. You were down at Taylor, Texas with us for the Federation of Freestyle Bullfighters. What did you think about that?
You know what, man? I've got to say, I've been to two. That was actually my second bullfight that we did the announcing for, the freestyle bullfighting, and the first one we did was out there in Las Vegas, and this to me was just as action packed. As a matter of fact, we were closer to the arena. You know, we had a lot of excitement down there. The you know, the FFB Extreme Tour has really put things together out there. And these bullfighters, you know, I mean, they've got some pretty decent money, you know. Of course, I rode home with the guy that finished second place. So, you know, we stopped off and ate at, like, I think 3 or 4 different steakhouses. But, you know, I'll tell you what, these guys sure are having a good time, you know. And I love it. I can't wait to get out to the next one and see how you guys do it. But, you know, I mean, watching guys like Dave Yancey and, you know, Brandon McClure and of course Ross Hill, you know, it's just yeah, it's really special to see these guys get out there and dance with these Mexican bulls.
It was definitely a good time. Now we did have a couple of guys get wadded up pretty good. Dave had to get a few things sewed up, and we'll probably leave it at that. But he did really well. Turned had a really good bull. Now we did have Dave Jansky, Andy Burrell, and Brandon McClure in the same round, which are three top hands in the same round, which made it hard because any one of those three could have made it to the finals in heartbeat. But, you know, kind of just luck of the draw. But each one, you know, I don't think there was a bad bullfight in the whole deal. We had a couple of guys that are just starting out that I think may have realized that they may need a little more time in the practice pen before they step into the FFB. You know, now what did you think about the bulls?
I'll tell you what, that was some really impressive. You know, when I was out in Vegas, they had a lot of younger bulls that were out there. And, you know, a lot of them kind of quit a little early on those guys, and they really had to work to try to bring them back around. But there was no quitting in these Mexican bulls that y'all brought down there. They just kept at it, you know, and they were right on top of these guys the whole time, definitely making them work for their money there.
All right. Yeah, it was a great time. We had a good time there. And I appreciate you guys doing the live interview.
Oh yeah, man, we absolutely loved it. Of course, we had guys like you know, Corey McKenna was down there, and we actually had the opportunity to talk with him with Hardcore Rodeo, and you know, we talked with a lot of these bullfighters, and we actually had them on the air. And man, it was just a great time. Like I said, I really can't wait to get back to the next one. Now, Dwayne, I got to tell you, we actually got some callers popping on the line. I don't know if you want to holler at them or not. What do you think?
Yeah. What's the area code?
Well, we got a 636 on the line with us now. We got a 330 popping up. We got a 303 popping up.
All right, let's bring them on and see who they are.
All right. 303, you're on the Soul Man Hour.
Cimarron Gerkey, Brighton, Colorado, here at the T-Bone, hanging out with these boys. And, watching and seeing what it acquires. We'll probably talk Hollywood and doing something stupid for too long, so it'll be before or after dinner, and I don't know, we'll fill you in after.
Now, actually, you know, that was Cimarron. He actually gave me the phone he was on because my phone was going dead, and he jumped in on his phone. I think we also have, what's your area code?
626.
626. Do you have a 626 area code?
No, 326. He
said, dude, they're on the 636 is live with us right now.
All right, now this is Hollywood. Now, this is the guy who allowed us to shock him with a hot shot. Now, I'm not.
For a carton of cigarettes.
For a carton of
Marlboro Red.
But what I'm thinking is, there's nothing better than live radio. I know you can't see it, but you could hear it if we were able to do it right now.
Hollywood, you run out of cigarettes yet?
Hey, no. That was a one-time thing, and I'm still smoking those cigarettes.
Man, dude.
Says he learned from his mistakes.
You have no idea how many people are listening to this, how many people from all over the world are listening to this, and right now they want to see how tough the guys in Hollywood are. So
give me a real name.
Yeah, what's your real name?
My name's Dave McGuire.
Dave McGuire. I'm Irish.
Show me the money.
No. The right way. McGuire.
All right. So how's that for you? Are you going to take one on live radio?
No.
No. Oh,
no.
Said.
You check. You watch your show.
Hollywood, do you want to jump on that horse again?
What did you say?
Which one?
Hollywood?
The one you fell off of today? The last one you fell off of today.
That was one of theirs.
Yeah.
No, I took a good beating from that. I'm good.
So do you still want to get on a bucking horse at a rodeo?
I will. At some point, I will.
All right, now, I'm going to give you one last chance to redeem Hollywood. Not just yourself, but the entire city is rooting for you right now. I mean, people are coming out of Compton. Come on, brother. You know what I'm saying?
I can't imagine anyone in Hollywood listening to this. Right?
What about your hairstylist? What about your hairstylist, Hollywood? Come on. You know, you told him he's gay as fuck, but he does a good job. And he doesn't charge you much, so what does that say?
All right, so
hey, Hollywood.
I'm sitting here looking at you. I know you're on the phone here listening, but are you going to do this on live radio? You have no idea how many people are listening.
I am not going to do it on live radio.
Oh,
you guys
man.
Will see it in person, and they will all get to see it on video. And the
hey,
story.
You just do it.
Well, I'll do it half a mile down the road before you catch me.
Actually, I run like a gazelle.
Actually, my horse will outrun his four legs. I'll run your two legs any day.
Go saddle
hey,
up and get the hell out of here.
I don't need to saddle. I'll swing up.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, now what do you think about that? Would you guys like to hear what it sounds like?
You know what, man? I actually really would. And I was just going to tell Hollywood that, you know, from what you guys were talking about earlier, you know, you were saying that it didn't seem to faze him much when he got hit in the jaw. So, I don't know. It doesn't sound like he's got the cojones for it.
Are you out of your mind?
He might have at one time, but they're like raisins at the moment.
Is that right? So he lost them, huh?
Like Fish, he just wonders. For the freaking rest of the generation, he's like, save the universe, make him sterile.
Actually, they haven't dropped yet. That's the problem.
Well, the whole reason behind why I let him do it is because the night before, I let the water run in and I flooded the entire arena and another guy's pen. So that deserves a good shock in the balls for that.
It does.
Actually, I think the water was left on.
Not today.
Hollywood. That's all the action you've gotten all week.
I'm about to walk out this room. Keep in here.
Right now we have
old
one
yeller.
Of the
old yeller right there.
We have one of the yellow shockers. And I don't know if you guys know much about those, but those are pretty stout. So actually, hang on one second. Hang on. We're gonna get this.
Okay.
Now Woody's another guy we're gonna have on the line in just a minute.
This holds a charge.
He's from California as well. Go ahead and lay down right here, Woody.
I'm not laying down.
Okay. No, turn it on this way. We're gonna shock Woody.
Hold the charge.
Let me see.
No, I've already touched it. Okay. Yeah,
we're
going to
shock Woody, and Woody's going to hold the phone.
Okay.
All right, hang on. Go ahead. What are you going to tell
him? Is my doctor
the local tax?
Or
start
you
dial 9-1. Actually, Woody is so old, he come across on the ARC.
See, that's why I didn't want him doing it, because he has too much fear when he does it now.
Woody just took one in the ass.
Careful about how you talk about me now.
Let me tell you a little bit about Woody. Woody got here a few days late. Woody from California, and he's actually still twinging all over because he just got stuck.
That shit happens, man.
He didn't shock me once. He was chasing me across the room with that damn thing.
It's because your walker gave out as soon as the electricity hit you.
Hey, listen, let me ask you a question, because we're on live air and you're making me look real bad, which is fine. You've been doing it all week. Let me ask you a question. Who stayed on the air longer? End of story. Well, I'm sorry. I'm being the rookies here.
Yeah, you did well.
Yeah,
actually, Woody came in. He had to come in a few days late because of his flight. He's done a great job here. He's from California, which, really helped Hollywood out.
kind of gave a little redemption to California, but he's done a great job, and we've actually harassed him quite a bit, which has been really fun. The second day he was here, another guy, Ryan, and I had to go to town to get some supplies, and I walked in, and, you know, Knuckles being who Knuckles is, I decided to get a patch of flowers from Knuckles to Hollywood, and I got him a tiara to put in it.
Oh, to me, not to Hollywood, to me. Yeah.
It was from Knuckles to Woody, and left it on the table for him, wrote a little poem, and he walks in, and I don't think he was impressed right off the bat. He was a little taken back at all the jokes, but he's lightened up, and he seems to be having a great time. Woody, tell us about how your time is here.
Never do this if you ever have the opportunity of hell. They'll torture you every day. They will make you wear, if you don't wear the tiara in your head, they'll threaten to glue it on your head at night, and they will do it. And, you know, Hollywood's sitting right here. He can tell you. They'll shock you in the nuts. They'll have you do hanging rope games. It's a lot of fun for the people who are observing. The people who are actually being tortured, it's a tough club to get into.
You got to get jumped in pretty much, right?
I will be nicer if you're smarter.
Hey, he says the smarter you get, the nicer we get.
Yeah.
That's what happens. But everybody's been having a real good time. Now, actually, I think we have one of the guys that runs the ranch here. His name is Brent. Brent Bond, excuse me, I didn't know his last name because I don't like to get that personal with guys, but nevertheless, what he does.
Hey.
Brent Bond is on the line with us. Brent, what do you think about this whole competition and how things are going? And just tell us a little bit about what people are going to see on the television show.
Well, I think things are going pretty good. It's a great bunch of guys. Happy to have him here and helping us out. I've seen a lot of stuff that I ain't seen in a while. But it's a good bunch of guys, and I'm happy to have them here. They've done a lot of work for us, and I can't wait to see who the winner is going to be. It's right now, it's some pretty stiff competition.
Hey, Brent.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. This is Scott down here in Florida with Making Eight. Hey, I just got a question for you. Now, I know, you know about how old Dwayne is, but did you guys hire all old guys to run this ranch deal for you, or what?
Hey, hang on. Old guys.
Yeah, because unless he's lying to me, he's only a year older than I.
Oh, is that right?
Livestock only. That was Woody in the background reading the disclaimer on the hot shot.
As long as you've got enough wheelchairs out there for all those old guys, it should be all right.
Yeah.
We got some good ones. They're pretty souped up. We get by pretty good.
Hey,
all
Scott,
right,
we're going to come back to Brent and Ryan and even some of the film crew that's here with us and some of the other guys. Another guy from Texas. There's actually three of us. And we'll see if we can't hawk shot a few more guys. But let's roll into a break, and then after this song, we'll come back and see if we can get some more.
Well, 10-4, man, that sounds great. We're going to take a short break, rodeo fans. Y'all hang tight. We're going to be right back with the Soul Man Hour. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Soul Man Hour on Making8.com. We've got about 30 minutes left, and Scott's running the switchboard for us on the road. Scott, you said we had a 303 area code. Let's go ahead and take some callers.
All right, 10-4. Actually, you know what? They're all opened up and on the line with us right now.
All right. I guess we're all on the line. People are listening. So we're having a great time now. We just spoke with Brent. Now, Brent, we just had a competition today. Now, can you tell us a little bit about what the competition was and why we did the competition that we did? Because I actually got put in a dress and drug through a rodeo arena, and I'm not real happy. You know what I mean? Because I get paid a lot of money to dress up in a dress and get drug around. So tell us a little bit about why we did that.
Well, we thought the dress fit you to start with. Your personality and looks a little bit. But it was just a fun competition. Get out there and have a good time with the horses. See what you guys could do and clown around a little bit.
Which is definitely not a problem for me, for sure.
God damn it.
You know what? I'm sorry. I gave Woody. I let Woody get one up on Hollywood because I knew he'd jump for it. So I showed Woody how to work the hot shot halfway. Look how red Hollywood's face is at the moment.
Sorry about the language that just happened, but Hollywood was a little stressed out thinking he was getting shocked, and he actually just got touched with the end of it, and then he heard the noise. He's a little paranoid right now. But his leg's still twitching. But we did some competition today of saddling horses quickly, riding down, dragging guys on shovels, which, you know, is really not appropriate. I'm just saying because I was drugged beside my shovel by Ryan. I think he's from I Don't Give a Crap, Colorado. And Ryan, tell us a little bit about yourself why you're here and what kind of time you've had here. Not too long, because we know you like to elaborate on everything. The guy never shuts up. So, but nevertheless, we'll give you 20 seconds to go ahead, Ryan.
I'm Ryan Bilcap. I've moved around a whole bunch. My dad's trained colts ever since I could walk. I've been on these colts since I could walk, and I love riding them. I just don't love building fence and having gymkhanas all day long.
Ryan is actually a gymkhana expert. This guy can carry an egg and a spoon for miles at a dead run. When he gets there, this egg will be not only made, but it will be fried because Ryan is hot by the time he gets there. So he went to gather horses today, and he came back real happy because his horse brought in one. And
then I got my good horse and went and got the rest of the 12.
We ended up gathering quite a few today. It was quite an experience. The horses turned up the road, and we traveled about 45 miles to go get them back and run them through the pasture. It was a good time. Ryan, how are you enjoying your time here?
I'm having a good time. There's a good bunch of boys here, men here, actually. And I'm really proud of a whole bunch of them. They really came around and showed what they're made of. Even though they're not from cowboy background, a lot of them have heart here, and they try. And that's the best thing you can ask for anybody, just try. I don't care where you're from.
I don't care who your mama is. That's good stuff right there. I don't care if you don't know your mama. That's good stuff right there.
You meet her.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got a question for you, man. Now, when you guys get out there, do y'all get any free time to go out there and hang out maybe at one of the local bars or anything like that, local restaurants or something?
Actually, tonight we are going to go to – now
every single bar in Antonito, which will be one.
Yeah, right. Actually, in Antonito, Colorado, may be the worst place in Colorado. When you think of Colorado, lush green trees, mountains, things like that. Well, take that totally out of your mind. Think of West Texas, wind blowing 740 billion miles an hour, dust blowing up everywhere, and this is one of only 2 days it hadn't snowed on us since we've been here. Now, I don't know if any of you watch the weather or realize what time of year it actually is, but this has got to be hell on earth.
It's cowboy.
Yeah, this is cowboy hell right here. the snow blows in not only from the top but from the bottom, and if it's not blowing, the rocks.
The east and the west.
Yeah. The wind blows so hard, the rocks pick up out of the ground and smack you in the face.
Oh, man. Listen, the only reason why I'm asking this is because I'm traveling with three other guys. We're actually waiting on one guy right now to hit the road with us so we can get up there to North Carolina. But these two guys that I've got in the truck with me now, we just had one of them, Johnny First, just got shot down by this woman at our last stop. Now, she was a pretty-looking little girl, you know, so he thinks, well, you know, we'll just keep on keeping on. We get down here to our next stop here waiting for the next cowboy to jump in the truck with us, and there's this girl, and I'm telling you what, she looks more of a man than I do, and she jumps out of this car, and she's all about Johnny First, just a waving and smiling and pointing at him. Man, I'm in a whole lot of trouble here all weekend long if that's what he's going to be trying to pick up with us.
Or like a few days earlier? Because we had a misunderstanding about 4 days earlier, about the first week after this round started. There was a little misunderstanding, and we got filled in about it. And, I mean, it didn't sound good. Luckily, I didn't see it. Dwayne, did you see it?
I actually saw the man, which some of the guys here had been here 4 days, and maybe 4 days too long, because they thought the man was a woman. From behind, she had long black hair in a ponytail, and one of the guys even said he had
man boots
and a knife butt. I think it may have been Hollywood. I'm not sure. I'm not positive, but I know it was Knuckles because we caught him next to his horse licking his hands. So it was a little awkward, but tell the guy riding with you that Nick, the other guy from Weatherford, his motto is, now, Nick, what is your motto about women?
Get him done.
Holding up the crawler in the right position.
No. This is a family show. What's your motto? But he says, lower your standards and raise. What is it now?
Your fist.
Lower your standards, raise your average.
Yeah. So tell your buddy riding with you, he's probably going to have to lower his standards because more than likely.
That Nick just said, get him drunk.
Nick just said.
Yeah, get him drunk and I'm single. That's it.
Nick's favorite pickup line is, I'm single and I have a cheeseburger in my pocket. That actually works out for him really well.
Except for he says, hold on to my extra cheeseburgers because I ain't got enough pockets.
Yeah. And then they get full and don't know what nothing to do with him. So that doesn't work out too well. But
then they get tired and he still gets to poke fun at them.
Yeah. Don't take them wrong. The last woman I seen him with, I ain't kidding, she is 5 foot tall and 4 foot round. If round is a figure, she had one.
Shade in summer, worse warmth in the winter.
Oh, yeah. Nick's not one you wanna go after. That's not the motto you're looking for. But we're definitely
swings a wide loop.
Yeah. So now Ryan, we were just talking with you a few minutes ago about the time you were having here. How did you enjoy your Gymkhana today? Because actually, I'm a little pissed off at you. You drug me 200 feet down a damn arena. I didn't even get to ride the shovel. I got drugged next to the shovel. So I know you're pretty happy about that, but I'm still pulling dirt out of my butt crack.
You got fucked without getting kissed?
You said, as soon as I latch on, you just go on ahead with it. I said, come on, big man, let's get some. Whoa, big man, that's a little too much.
So, Scott, to tell you kind of what happened, we had a little race today. We're broke up into two teams. This is an individual competition, but we're broke up into two teams. We had a great time, and we kind of took what was going on and what they wanted to do and kind of made it our own and had a good time with it. When this stuff comes out on TV, you'll be able to see a little more about and understand about what's going on, but we... One guy races down after he spins 10 times around on a axe handle, which was actually may have been enough in itself to watch a guy stumble around and fall towards a horse that's barely been ridden, because they did give us some ranch horses here. Now, when they say I give you ranch horses, they pull it off of 3,000 acres. It ain't been seen in 17 years. This thing's got hair that looks like a yak. Mine had teeth longer than my fingers. I'm not kidding. It was, this big old thing ain't seen nothing in a long time. Now, the guy, because we were at the bullfight in Taylor, Texas for the FFB, one of the other guys picked me out a horse. Now, Ezra, the guy with the ice on his anatomy, picks me out a horse. He says, there's not a problem at all with this horse. She won't buck. She won't do nothing, which was a damn lie. Because as soon as I got on this horse and we went to move some other horses back out to a pasture, I'm 100 yards from anything. There's not even a bird chirping in the background. All of a sudden, my horse wants to snap in half. I've just got on the most gentle horse, he says. This is the best one. Buddy's only half the word to that deal, I can guarantee it. Now, Ezra, you picked this horse out. Now, tell us a little bit about what you saw in this nice, fine steed.
Well, honestly, I asked Tyler, one of the ranch guys here, which one he thought was the better one. He said that if you don't think he can ride very well, I'd take the paint. And I didn't know anything about it, so I took the paint.
Took the paint. Didn't know if he could ride very well. So, in other words, they wanted to see me get my ass tossed on this, you know. But and this is Tyler being this guy. This is the guy that picked a horse out for each one of us. He picked out a young one and an older one. Now, Tyler, somehow, I don't know how I pissed him off by just showing up, but I guess I did. Because he gave me the sorrel that likes to rake you down in the pen, jump on you, and bite your freaking ears off. She has raked me down, hit me in the back of the head, and knocked the camera guy off the fence.
But she's the fastest one on the property.
If you can catch her, you're good to go. So, this is the horse that yesterday kicked me in the back, and I honestly thought I was going to poop my drawers. She's been a great horse, great horse. So the one that two other people picked out for me, I'm not really impressed with those guys any longer. It's been a great time here on the T-Bone Ranch in Ananito, Colorado. Why someone would live here, I'm unsure, but nevertheless, the background is really nice right off the Rocky Mountains, and we're here on the radio at the Soul Man Hour at MakingEight.com. If any of you guys would like to listen, each day they have a radio show. Scott, when's your show, the Back on the Ranch?
Oh, shoot, man. My Back on the Ranch shows are usually broadcasted anytime we got time to sit back with a bunch of cowboys back on the ranch. Most of the time they're on Tuesday nights, but we'll have to just kind of see it play by ear. But if you check the website out, we usually advertise it in enough notice.
Right on. So you guys can check out Scott at MakingEight.com almost any day of the week because his wife won't talk to him, so he has to talk to himself on the air. And that works out really well for him, and his wife doesn't like to talk to him much, so that ends up even better. We did have another guy in here, and I think he ran out before we put him on the radio, but he's from Keller, Texas. Some of the people call him Gilligan, and because of his hat, his name is Joseph. Great guy. He's really doing a phenomenal job here. And, you know, everybody's doing a great job here. And his hat, you know, he caught a little flack about his hat, but actually he's wearing a hat from his brother. It was his brother's hat that passed away, and, you know, I thought it was pretty cool that he would wear that here in front of a bunch of cowboys and take a lot of slack out of the deal. But we also have one of the cameramen here. Now, he said he wasn't going to get on the air with us, but, you know, he has me do anything that he wants on his camera. And since this is my show, he's either going to get on the show or we're going to shock him till he runs out.
Shock him, Dwayne. Get him.
Yeah, this is your choice. You're not in the physique to outrun me, even barefooted. Yeah, I run like a gazelle and I cut like a zebra. So you choose. At this point, do you want to get on the air and kind of tell us about what you've seen and how things are going here, or would you like to take the chucker?
Say when.
He's going to get on the air. Come in here and grab it. Now, I'll hold the camera for you. How's that? I'll watch you on the air. Now, come right in here to the speakerphone. All right. Now, this is Shaniqua Montoya-Latoya Jackson from Now, can you tell us what's your name and where you're from?
Alfred Martinez from Denver, Colorado.
Alfred Martinez from Denver, Colorado. Now, Alfred, kind of tell us your point of view from the camera guys. I don't know if you guys like a technical name.
Don't let Black horses off.
Yeah, around here we have a different name for y'all, but we won't say it on the air. So, tell us a little bit about what you've seen and how you're enjoying it here.
I've grown men do some crazy shit.
Yeah, take a shot up there.
Sorry. And I've seen them work hard. You know, they don't build some fences, working on horses, breaking
had
horses.
To bring up the fences.
Yeah. That was the first day they had
fuck your hat.
Quite a bit of fence, actually. Good now, seeing them work.
Now, what are you used to filming, and how is it different from being here?
I'm used to filming mostly documentaries, some short stuff, short film stuff, and
it's
a reality show because you get to see how crazy some of these people are, you know?
Yeah, and it's only quite just begun. We've started a little bit of stuff, but, you know, I actually make a living making fun of people and putting people on the spot, so this works out really well. Now, what I'm going to ask you is, you know, you're not part of the competition, but being the, you know, the tough cameraman, are you willing to take a hot shot on live radio just to you know, give a little boost to the cameraman?
All right, what do I get if I do it?
You get a little gratitude, and we'll, okay, yeah, you'll be our favorite cameraman the rest of the time. Now, that's saying a lot.
We'll buy you a ring.
Because tonight we're going to a local tavern to do a few autographs and kind of just relax a little bit because this is halfway through the show. So, now, are you willing to take that shot for your team?
All right, how about a round of drinks and two packs of smokes?
Two packs of smokes. Now, Hollywood's willing to give up
I like something else.
Okay, he likes the Virginia Slims.
They fit perfectly in my dainty hand.
All right, so I want you to come in here, hold the phone, come in here. All right. And he's going to come in the other room with us, and he's going to take one for the – this is for camera crews all around the world. Now, he's going to stand here, and you're going to hear this live on MakeItEight.com with the Soul Man Hour. Now, Cimarron has the weapon of choice, I guess you could say. And now, how do you think this is going to feel?
Shocking.
This is going to be a shocking experience.
Interesting. Going to be interesting.
Okay.
I want to know.
Okay, Scott, now what do you think about this, Scott?
Man, I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to it. Let's bring it. I want to hear this guy get shot.
Right. Now, we're gonna count this down so you guys know when it's coming, okay? We're going to count down from 57. No, I'm just kidding.
Go from three.
We're going to count down from three, and then we're going to, as soon as he gets through flopping around, we're going to roll into Hollywood and give him a chance to redeem himself, which probably won't work. But nevertheless, are you guys ready? Cimarron, are you ready with the apparatus? All right. On the count, all right, we're going to count it down. 3, 2, 1, go.
Ah!
Oh!
Actually, Holly was the best for.
The cameraman just took out the cowboy. That's what I'm talking about. All right, now Hollywood, you're on the line with us. Hollywood is actually from Brokeback Mountain. I'm sorry, wrong place.
Hollywood.
St.
Louis, Missouri, which wouldn't be no less if it wasn't for St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh.
Let's remind everybody of such.
Yeah. There'd be no beefer unless there was cowboys.
Yeah. That's where the West began, forgive me. Hello, y'all.
Arch.
The West began at the Arch.
Bunch of bankers buying it.
All right, now, Hollywood, tell us a little bit. We don't have a lot of time, but tell us a little bit about how your time has been here and the difference of where you came from and to where you are now.
Well, from spending the last 6 months in L.A. and coming out here to the ranch in Colorado, first time in Colorado, I can say it was a lot more than I expected and a lot crazier than what I thought it would have been. So.
Yeah, you've got bucked off a couple of horses. You've been shocked, roped. We've had a good time with you being the, I guess what you could call rookie, greenhorn, or just flat out don't have a damn clue until you got here. And you, but the great thing is you let us know that, and you were willing to take advice, even if we gave it to you maliciously, about what you were supposed to do that kind of helped out. Now, tell us a little bit about the guys that are here and how they've influenced
Cameron,
you to be, you know, to kind of change who you are.
Well, I can say all the guys here are a good bunch of guys, real good, upstanding gentlemen.
Wow, that's a liar.
No, they have a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge that I can build off of, and I have a lot of respect for each and every one of them. And, you know, it gives me pleasure to allow them to have a lot of fun because, you know, not many of them are going to will, you know, do what I want to do. You know, I go out on a limb.
What do you want to do?
This is what I have to deal with.
So now, Hollywood has come here and actually taken a lot of slack because he is he's probably the youngest guy here. I think he's 13 now, but not. I think he's 22. He's probably the youngest guy here, and probably the greenest guy here as well, as in, you know, what he knows and those things like that. But he's taken a lot of advice from different people, and some of it we've given to him. We've done it on purpose just to screw with him a bit, but that's been fun as well. But he's done a great job and come a long way. Now, Hollywood, how do you think this is different and that it'll help you in life? Just the character things. I know that we screw with you a lot, but how do you think that's going to change who you are in the future?
Well, you know, I mean, it'll just make me tougher. You know, I get to see firsthand what it takes to run a ranch and be a true cowboy. So
he may see a sunrise.
It hasn't been easy, and I'm real sore, but I keep fighting, and, you know, I can learn a lot from these guys, and every day it gets a little better.
It has, and you know, there's a couple of guys that I think have been totally out of their element. A lot of cowboys like to jack with each other, and, you know, it's all in good fun. Nobody means it maliciously other than to Hollywood. No, we're actually just jacking with him, and, you know, you can learn a lot of character things from a horse. What have you learned from your horses that you think will help you in life of how you trained them or seen other people train them that will help you become a better you?
Well, first of all, stay away from my stud.
let me just break in there and say, stay away from
Dale.
Stay away from any stud.
Don't go to jail. That may be one thing. If you go to jail, at least you learn the first rule.
But no, you can learn a lot from horses because they're very intuitive, and they can sense how you're feeling and reacting. So, you know, it's a very strong you know, sense of life. You know, you get a different feeling when you're able to get up on a horse that maybe hasn't been ridden that much. So, it's fun and it's great, and you know, keep working hard.
Awesome. Scott, are we about out of time?
Yes, sir, we are, man. I've been trying to cut in there, but that's all right. Y'all been rolling with it. We're actually, we're not broadcasting live at the moment, but everybody's going to be able to catch it on the replay so we can bring it on home.
All right. So how much time do we have?
We're just fresh out of time there, Mr. Dwayne, but that's all right. We're still recording right now, and everybody that goes back and listens to the archive deal, we will catch all this right here.
Since we got a little more time, Hollywood, how do you think this will change you and in life and how you've acted before or the things you've done before? You know, talking to a guy that hasn't done this before, how do you think this will change you?
I came here, you know, knowing who I am and what I've done and where I've been. And to be honest, I haven't been out this way. And I haven't been through what these guys have been through, and now I'm getting the experience. So, you know, it gives me a good grasp of, you know, what kind of a life it really is to be a cowboy. And, you know, it takes a lot of hard work and, you know, responsibility and, you know, strength. So courage, you know, being brave, you know, taking punches as they come.
Now, let me ask you a quick question. I know that getting up in the morning is hard for you. Did you know before you came here there were 2 5 o'clocks in the day? I know there was one in the afternoon, but the one in the morning, did you actually realize that was a time?
No, the only 5 o'clock I know is when you can go get a beer after work, and that's about it. I don't see the early morning five.
Yeah, we noticed that because he is repetitiously late to everything. He thinks he has to come in fashionably late. Late is what we call it here, and that's
Hollywood for you.
Yeah, I've been to Hollywood. I'm always on time, though. You know what I mean? That's just how we roll in Texas. So we get there on time to make sure we make it to the red carpet, not when they're rolling it up and we make it to the green concrete. That's just a little different from how we do it. But, well, Scott, I won't keep you any longer. We thank all of you guys that are on here on the show with me at the T-Bone Ranch in Ananito, Colorado, for the reality series called The Real American Cowboy. You can go online to realamericancowboy.com and see some of the profiles. They lied a lot to get on the show, but it worked out really well. Some of the guys told the truth. Nevertheless, I didn't see anything in there about riding a bucking horse at Walmart, so Hollywood must have lied. But that's all about Hollywood as well. You guys, thanks for tuning in to the Soul Man Hour on MakingEight.com. We'll see you again next week from the Ananito, Colorado at the T-Bone Ranch. Scott, thanks for having us. Thanks for taking care of things, and we'll see you again next week.
All right, Dwayne. Take care.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
They got the shot from the cameraman for the hot shot, though. They actually talked them into letting him be hot shot. That's good shit right there.
Oh, my God.
Man, shut up, bag. Hurry up, Ty. I got to pull over and drive. You got to let me drive so I can fucking don't kill that shit. Throw the plane forward. Push the button. Making me nervous.
I want that jump time.
No, you cannot have none of my bakery right now.